I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Shout out to Duck Duck Chef, building Legos right now while he watches us. Godspeed, rich man. Must be nice. To afford the amount of Lego sets that that guy buys, Jesus. Like, he
guy's probably sitting on like 50 grand of Legos.
He definitely sells cocaine out of his restaurant. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. The Washington, more like the Benjamins. Am I right? Booble asked how my tattoo's doing. It's doing well. I'm keeping it clean. I got my first tattoo.
Saran wrap thrown over it.
So they did that for the first couple hours, and then they were like, "Yeah, just you can take it off. Just make sure you antibacterial soap it, and then pat dry, and then put some lotion on it, and you should be good." So I wonder if it's different for like color tattoos. Like, I have no idea. Mine's all black, so whatever. Bigger spending habit, Zin or Legos?
Well, I mean, he's both, so I'm going to... Let's see, one can a day. Let's say one can a day, just to be conservative for him. It's like $4.98 or something like that. So 7 days a week, $35 times four. You know, it's like $140 a month. He's got to be Legos, and Legos cost more than $140, right?
He's like,
those things are like $300.
He's like, dude, my wife is watching right now. Stop talking about the money. Like, come on, bro. we could own like three houses right now. In this economy, he said he goes through two tins a day.
Now that's
a habit.
Effort. That is effort.
That's a habit.
Yeah, that is,
yeah. King's face says it.
I mean, goddamn.
I ain't even mad. I'm impressed.
I mean, if I'm out hunting and fishing or playing golf, I have one in 24/7. I could barely go through a tin in a day if that's the case. Yeah. Two in a day is insane. Yeah.
There's been discussion, by the way, of the TSB scramble this summer. Like, we've even like voted on a date for it. So I think that might actually happen the way things are moving right now. Like, if we all do that, I might consider throwing, like, cause I'm not a tobacco dude at all. I might consider throwing a Zin in.
Good for you. It's just nicotine.
Yeah.
Nicotine.
Fucking dork.
Okay.
It ain't a tobacco product. It's a nicotine product, you nerd.
Does that answer that for you? Does that tell you everything you need to know about me? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess some kind of embarrassing.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, I'm saying, like, I'll throw one in while we're playing the golf. I'll make that commitment to you guys.
You will sleep well with that lip pillow, I guarantee. Yeah,
like while driving the cart, I will fall asleep and crash it. By the way, is that a thing? Like, are we going to do carts? Like, or are we just going to walk it? Like,
fucking walking?
Yeah, okay, good. All right, good. All right. Early stages of that. I'm super down, though. Like, I haven't played golf in a really long time, but I think that'd be a blast. Okay, should we just get to the podcast? I'm Alex Kingski. Tweet at us or something if you want to. Who cares? Join our Discord, though. Sportsbury is the Discord. If you want to give us your list ideas, your movie ideas in there, or just bullshit with us, Sportsbury and Discord. TSB Pod on pretty much everything else. So if you look at the socials, you go to Twitch, twitch.com/TSB Pod. That's where you can find us on all of the things. We do the sports podcast live on Thursday, so if you want to watch us do that live, do it there. Hit follow, and it will give you a notification, whatever. Also, Sportsbury on YouTube, if you miss those. I post everything on YouTube. So there you go. Those are the things. We do a movie podcast on Sunday. This week's movie is Ski's movie, and it is Havoc, which is the Tom Hardy vehicle on Netflix that came out this year. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it.
Going racing with it.
Yeah, directed by Gareth Evans, who directed and wrote the two Raid movies. So if you've seen The Raid and The Raid 2, which I am a humongous fan of those movies, you might be interested in this one. So there you go. Where to talk with sports? Probably Blazers, right? Like, probably finally the Blazers, the trust announcing that the Blazers are finally going to be put up for sale. Like, I don't know what it is. They reached out to a bank and they started the process of like selling the team. I think like as like to a person, I think every Blazer fan was like, yes, finally, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yes. Okay. Well, you got this like $4 billion offer from Phil Knight like a couple years ago. You should just do that. Like if you could just do that, that'd be great. And let's just move this along and get it done and we can all move on with our lives. Then Phil Knight comes out this week and is like, yeah, no, not interested anymore. Maybe 5 years ago when I was a younger man, which is a dig at Jody Allen because she called him old basically the last time he offered for the team. And he's like, no, fuck you. I'm not going to give you my billions of dollars. You can go fuck yourself. And I think like what we're learning as this sort of moves along about the process is basically it's a trust. And the whole point of it is they're supposed to get the most amount of money as they possibly can to fund Paul Allen's like
his
philanthropic efforts. And so really they don't have a choice as long as the person who offers the most money. I mean, they do have a choice. Like if there's like some weird thing about it where like there's this like terrorist group that's like, I want to buy the Blazers for $5 million or $5 billion. And the NBA could step in and be like, no. But essentially they have to sell it to the highest bidder. So that's where
the NBA has to agree to the sale. So totally. Yes, that's I don't know if there's any wording in there. It could be, I don't know, maybe Paul Allen said, hey, if it goes for this amount that they could sell it to whoever offers up at least that minimum amount. But if it is just whoever, yeah, it's just going to go to the highest amount here, whoever that is.
Well, it's because it's an auction style sale.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it has literally just.
Yeah, I didn't know if there's any, you know, hidden written in thing there by Paul that said, hey, $5 million is enough if multiple people pick the right one of that kind of thing.
I would love to see the last NBA franchise that sold before Paul Allen died in 2018 because there is no way that sale approached what the sales are now.
When how much did Cuban sell off of the Mavs? Was that half even?
Like, yeah, he's
way more than half. He's
minority owner now. Yeah,
he's minority. Yeah.
Then that's semi recent. You might be able to get a ballpark off that. Not sure what he sold it for, but many billions.
And by the way, how wild is that? That we're talking about a professional sports franchise that is going to go up for auction. Like basically, that's crazy. Like that, it's so many billions of dollars that we're talking about, and. Yeah, and you know, like the Blazers could wind up in so like that's the thing. Like we talk about all these prospective buyers, and it's like, well, that's not really what it's about. Like any group of people could come in and gather enough money and make a good offer and end up being the owner of the Portland Trail Blazers. So it's not really like, hey, is it going to be like Bezos's ex-wife? Is it going to be Phil Knight? It's like, okay, it literally could be like a group of 50 people who put together $5 billion and win the auction. And we have no idea who these people are. They might suck. They might whatever. So it's a weird situation we're in, you know?
Just a little perspective on prices. Okay. So Paul Allen bought the Blazers in 1988, obviously a bazillion years ago. He bought them for $70 million. Okay. Before Paul Allen died, the last team he remember being sold was the Houston Rockets in 2017 for $2.2 billion.
Yeah.
So we might be pushing like $8 to $10 billion here. Mm. Maybe.
No, the Celtics, The Celtics just went for like 6.7, like just a few months ago. Okay. So the Blazers will probably be like 4.5. Just because it's small market and all that.
Yeah, it's not Celtics, Knicks, Lakers. They're going for the big bucks.
If only somebody had offered $4 billion 5 years ago.
The crazy thing is right after Phil Knight's last deal was rebuked is when Matt Ishbia bought the Suns for at the time an insane amount of money, and it was just $4 billion. Yeah. So I mean that shit has escalated insanely.
Yeah. No, but like you said, almost every sale is an auction style, right? You get multiple people bidding in, hearing offers, come over the top, like this. But usually the previous owner has final say on who they sell it to. I mean, you're going to see, because we've said, especially with NFL franchises, especially, they don't come up that often. And one thing for the super rich is being an owner. That's why Donald Trump is pissed off at, at the NFL, especially, is because he tried to buy a team and he got denied.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a billionaire flex to own a sports franchise. So you're going to see.
I'm not sure how much I believe this, but there's absolutely no way. There's got to be contingency. It says the T-Wolves sold officially. Because remember that thing drug on for a while.
Yeah.
The T-Wolves officially sold in February for $1.5 billion. That can't be right.
For the full team, 100% of the team sold?
And the Lynx. Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
I wonder if they get first bid on the Portland WNBA team.
Yeah.
I usually like to keep, owners together of same cities.
Yeah, I remember listening to Canzano this week, and he was talking about Mackenzie Scott, who is Bezos' ex-wife, and how she might be interested in buying the team, and she would want to buy the women's team as well, and blah blah blah.
Just buy the women's team. She doesn't want to buy the Blazers. No. Yeah.
What a dumb.
It's by the way, a really ridiculous take, because her whole deal since she divorced Bezos is to spend all of the money she gets from him on philanthropic stuff. And so dropping $5 billion on an NBA franchise is pretty much the opposite of that. So it's such a dumb take.
what are the chances that some super right leaning billionaire guy like Thiel or, even like Elon, we'll just say Elon Musk like that.
Well,
buys a team just to spite Portland being a liberal city?
No, come on.
You don't think they would? No. What's $5 billion to those guys, though?
It's not worth his time to. It's not worth his time.
Not even for the bit? It's not even worth
my guy. No. His whole deal is the bit, King. What are you talking about?
Elon Musk has no fucking interest in buying a team.
To troll the libs. What do you mean?
Yeah. This whole presidency has just been about trolling the libs.
I don't understand. Why is everybody so mean to me? Why is everybody so happy my stocks are going down? I don't understand. This fucking guy would drop $5 billion. What a jerk. He would drop $5 billion just to troll people because he's fucking dumb.
people King, he's not doing it.
King, you are so naive, my guy. Come on, man.
Come on. Stop it. I'm putting up guardrails on fantasy stuff. No, that's not true. It's not happening.
Are there any current South African basketball players that are good?
No.
No, well, yeah, that's nothing good there then. Yeah. Well, what's your guys' realistic thoughts then? Maybe just a group?
Well, it has to be a group.
Gets in and throws in $2 billion as a part of a group kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're all groups now.
By the way, even Phil Knight was going to be a group. So it was going to be Phil Knight like fronting most of it, but he had like a lot of other investors with him too. So
my whole thing is like, I don't have a list of people they're going to sell it to. I don't fucking know.
I thought someone might have like put out like a list of people that are have been
they were all like the laziest thing. Oh, the guy who owns Dutch Brothers. REI. No.
Jimmy John.
Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, it's just. Yeah. I don't give
Papa
a shit.
Papa John and Jimmy John.
Oh, yeah. There was someone with Papa John. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that was so weird. What a fucking weird reference to buy the Blazers, Papa John. Bizarre. I don't give a shit who buys it, really. Like, I've seen stuff on in the Blazer sphere like, this doesn't solve everything. This doesn't always end up well. Yeah, no shit. Of course. But you want to know what? Give me an owner who's going to be a dipshit like Matt Ishbia and just take big-ass swings, and then, like he did on KD, and then just double down and take a big-ass swing on someone like Bradley Beal. Everyone was just like, this ain't going to work. Yeah. He's not good. Take swings. That's all I want. They could stink. I don't care. I just want to see them on a cryon because they trade for some star who's angry. That's all I care about. Because if you just and you know, it's a completely different era, landscape, whatever. But in the NBA, you can trade if you hit on someone. Okay, it's kind of got to be your core thing. You can trade people and just do shit. Free agents aren't coming to Portland. But if you go back to like the late 90s and early 2000s, they traded for like Scottie Pippen, Rasheed Wallace, Derek Anderson while he was the first Kobe stopper, Ruben Patterson while he was the creepy sex pest
Kobe stopper,
Stoudemire,
Sean Kemp,
Steve Smith,
Detlef Schrempf, Steve Smith, David Stoudemire. Like, they were trading for everyone. Like, yeah, you're not going to come here on your own accord. So you want to know what? Fuck you. We're making you come. That's
maybe
all I want.
Maybe slightly past their prime also, but
that's fine.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
Damn it. God damn it. I missed that. Booble says, Booble says the Saudis. Like, maybe. Like, I mean, they own all of soccer now. Like, get an NBA franchise.
I feel like they're a partial owner of the Wizards now.
Okay.
And they're,
I
and
love, by the way,
like,
by the
weird,
way, by the way, they, we say like all of everybody in Saudi Arabia, they,
the Saudi group that owns Liv and all the, and everything.
Yeah. 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 And, but I don't know. I guess,
no, but usually,
actually, at least, that's more realistic than Elon Musk, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. At least the good news is that usually owners buy a team and at least out the gate, their whole goal really is to win, right? You don't buy a team and keep them mediocre to, you know, you buy a team because you want to be that guy that bought the team and then they won, right?
Yeah. You want to flash.
So it really doesn't matter who they, almost really doesn't matter who they sell it to. They'll, at least for a while, make an effort to want to win.
Yep. Counterpoint, Utah Jazz were sold in 2020. And immediately traded Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell, yeah.
So they could tank for Wemby and then tank for Cooper Clegg, and they got none of them.
And then tank this year and get, what, the 5 pick?
Yeah, yeah. Four so
pick? Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I was offering just a little counterpoint.
Can I just
say... Because they have Danny Ainge, and Danny Ainge's whole thing is to tank and trade and blah, blah, blah.
Accrue draft picks.
He's an extreme case.
Can I just say, like, how wonderful it is for 2 years in a row for Portland to be one ball away from the number one pick and to end up with fucking 11? Like, by the way, after every draft, it's so wonderful to hear that Portland was one of three teams who could have had the number one pick, and they once again didn't get it. Not only did they not get it, but they're not even in the top 10. That is just fantastic.
They slid a spot, I'm pretty sure.
Just fantastic. Isn't it great being a Blazer fan? Like, everything that can work against you just does over and over again.
That's how a franchise like the Blazers, that's their chance. they just have to hit that one ball away. If they're one, it could be Wemby and flag combo. Yeah. If that one ball just split the other way, I mean,
no, they have to hit it, like, and then they have to not fuck it up, because every time they do hit it, they fuck it up.
There's no fucking with clear number one picks.
Oh yeah,
like
oh,
runaway
oh yeah,
number one.
Oh really? Okay. All right, Ski.
Yeah. Well, fight your argument. I mean, what are you going to say? Had they fucked up the one pick before?
Hey, Cooper Flagg's there. Like, I mean, they really could use a big right now. You know, like, they got to get a big body for the inside, man. They got to control the center, you know? Like, so Cooper Flagg, you know what? Like, some say he's a generational talent. All right. I don't know, man. You got an elite big, you got to take a shot. Got to take a chance, man.
At least this year there's no elite big. So.
No.
That would be the one good thing.
That's why Portland didn't get the number one pick, is because the universe knows that if Portland does and there's a big elite big. Yeah.
Like I've said multiple times, that like win streak of like 10 in a row and 15 out of 20 or whatever it was in, you know, February, January, by playing players that have no part of being a core in the future, just A-plus work. Just beautiful. Just so blazery. Gotta love the effort of these 9-year vets while you're sitting your second and third year guys because you don't like their effort on defense. Good. Let them get cooked on defense. Let them get cooked so they lose. This should not be complicated.
But again, we saw, at least with this lottery, I mean, look at all the teams with the worst records. They weren't the first two picks. I mean, you could still give yourself better chances. I mean, they would at least get a top
course,
five pick, right?
Of course. Yeah, but there was nothing about this blade. Like, literally by Thanksgiving, it was like, oh, well, they're just going to have to rely on the most chance ever to get a good pick because they're not that bad. And then they, 2 months later, they just kept winning. And it's like, well, what a waste of a year, because we still don't know shit about Shaedon Sharpe or Scoot Henderson. So what a great year. I'm glad Chauncey Billups is now financially secure with a new contract. Good for him.
I think we can know about Shaedon Sharpe. Could he put it together for a full season?
Elite dunker.
But that's what I'm saying is we don't. Because they benched him for 6 weeks, effectively.
Well, yes. Can he sustain it for a year? We don't know. But that little last month of the season when they were finally like, Ayton, Grant, you know, you guys, you don't need a play. I mean, he wasn't. Denny Abijah was their best player.
Denny does rock.
He's probably their best player on the team.
He's their best player, which is sad.
It's sad.
He's their best player. It's so sad.
But man, if it's always, you know, as a Blazer fan, it's the what ifs. If he's your number two, if you get a superstar, the problem is that you can't go get that guy. The team is built right now to add a superstar, and they would be a really solid team. Mm-hmm. They just can't get that guy. That's the one thing they can't get is that superstar.
To be able to get the superstar, they would have to leverage all of their young, really good talent. And then that defeats the purpose, though. It defeats the purpose because then you got the star, but you don't have anybody else. And so, what's the point?
Well, usually now it would be if you could leverage all your picks. You know, you pull Milwaukee Bucks, you're fucked for the draft for the next 5 years, right? And
picks are so worthless, man. God, they're so dumb. Ugh, NBA draft is so dumb. And by the way, like it just. Essentially, the last acts of the trust were to extend Cronin and Billups too, which really, like, I mean, they can the new owners can do whatever they want. They can fire them, like it's fine. But really, I mean, I think if we're being honest, it sort of sets them back. You know, like,
well, it's a placeholder. The prospective buyers know what they're on the hook for. So if they want to fire them from day one. they can. That's all that is.
Which they will. So which they will.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, they'll probably give them a year. Maybe. But yeah, it's just so when you put it on a spreadsheet, everything looks neat and clean. There's not like but if we don't have a head coach, you know, the next year, then we don't have the assistants, and he's going to want to hire his own training staff and blah blah blah. It's paperwork bullshit.
Okay, so question: as a fan of the team, learning what we learned this week, the Portland is going to have new owners. It's going to happen probably sooner than later. How are you feeling about being a Blazer fan? Like, are you excited, or is it more like, no, like it's what is really anything going to change? Like, how are you feeling?
It's something new. So it's something new. So it's automatically more excitement than the same old.
Yeah. It's more excitement because whoever buying it could be a steaming pile of shit. Like, could be awful at their job.
But we're used to that anyways.
But they're going to be shitty while trying.
Yeah.
There's too much money involved now to not try. Jody's just an heir of the trust. It didn't matter to her.
Yeah, the worst thing to have is someone just taking hold of the team that has no interest in it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I don't have a list of prospective billionaires. But I just figure any of them will be better because they'll at least be like, I paid a lot of money.
No, again, like that's
I got to do something.
That's sort of the thing, right? Is like Jody and the trust, like they didn't want to go through a coaching search. They didn't want to go through a GM search. And so they're just like, you know what? We're on the way out anyways. Let's just extend these guys. Well, who cares? Leave it for the next guy.
Yeah. What do they care? They're exactly. On the way out.
Exactly.
And the thing about like going forward is if you look at the NBA, the T-Wolves are in the Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight year, right? Because they hit on a guy in like the 2020 draft or whatever it is. And then they made some trades, you know, to get Conley and Gobert. Whatever you think about those guys, they got them. And they drafted well around them. The Thunder have shoved, they won 68 games this year. I don't know if they're still losing to Denver,
but they hit too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, they traded off their assets. They hit with Shea. They blah, blah, blah. So like it's possible for a shit small, you know, market franchise to hit.
That's it. You got to hit though. You got to get Ant and you got to hit Shea. Like you have to.
and I don't remember where Shea was. Well, I don't remember what position he was drafted in, but I do know he was drafted by the Hornets and then draft day traded to the Clippers and then a year later traded to the Thunder for Paul George. So like you can hit on these guys. Portland just needs to hit on one of them. Dame was drafted a long time ago.
They need another Dame.
That's the last guy to hit on.
Shea was 11. That's right where the Blazers are taking.
Okay, see, so like, but yeah, so there's always the possibility. Of course. And I hope they hit, because if you hit, then you get the gravitational force of everything. They just haven't hit. Scoot's not a number one. Yeah. Not even a number two, I don't think.
I think Scoot's a fine guard.
He's an NBA ancillary guard. He's an NBA player.
Yes. Yes.
But it's just Klingon was fine, better than I thought. But probably limited on offense. So the Blazers need to hit. Unless they hit on it, which is why this year, them just being like, shit, let's try and win a bunch of games with guys that don't matter was very annoying.
Especially when there's three, the top three picks in this draft are all game-changing potential players. That's the thing. It wasn't just Cooper Flagg. It's Cooper Flagg and two guys. I mean, I still don't know how Rutgers was so fucking bad to have probably the second and the third overall pick. But those guys are potentially franchise-changing players, caliber players.
Like, last year's draft was one of those drafts where what was the point of really tanking? Like, really tanking?
What weird French are you going to take?
But yeah, it was like, when none of these guys are that dynamic. Like, it's all luck. This year and the year before, you had the guys at the top of the mountain. Just be bad. Yeah. Just be bad.
And be, you don't even have to be the worst. Just be the second worst, the third worst. Get the two or three pick. All it took. All it took this year.
Oh, well.
Is there a...
Oh, well.
I'm trying to think if it happens in sports. Is there an owner that could bring in talent?
No.
Is there any... Let's say... Yeah. What happened in... Like Jay-Z, you know, or like some big figure like that.
Didn't matter.
I was just trying to think of a person. Like,
the answer to your question is no. You ask a question, get an answer.
Let's say LeBron make too much money. No.
Let's say LeBron straight retires. Like, no. You know what? I want to be an owner. Buy the Blazers. No. Still no.
No.
Yeah, LeBron. No. LeBron could own the Blazers, and he still would not play for the Blazers.
LeBron's going to own a portion of the Vegas team, and it is what it is. But yeah, no, the players make way too much money now. They don't give a fuck.
But if money is just a thing, if money is the thing, then the Blazers could get a superstar. Then right, if it's just about money, right? If the Blazers can offer them the most money.
No, because somebody else will offer the same amount of money. But they can't. They don't want to live in Portland. That's it. Like professional athletes don't want to live in Portland or Oregon because they get taxed out the fucking ass. Like, they would rather go somewhere else and not.
It's easy. Just have a home in Florida. That's your residence.
Also, like, other cities, as much as I like Portland, Portland's fine. Like, other cities just are better. Like, and so.
And It's a winter league. They don't want to. Players don't even flock to Chicago. You know what I mean?
Like you would have to own two houses, right? Like, you'd have to own a house in Portland during the season, and then you'd own your house like during the off season where you're not in Oregon. Like,
listen, I don't think that's a tall ask for players these days.
No. But they don't want to do it if they don't have to do it. Like, again, they're being forced to do it if they play for Portland.
Not really. It's the same thing. If like you're trying to. LeBron's residence is probably not in L.A.
I bet it is because he's got Hollywood aspirations. Florida. I mean,
that's not where he's paying taxes. That's not where he's paying taxes out of my.
No, they pay taxes in every city they play in.
They do with their check, but I for like all his other, you know, all his endorsements and stuff. His residence is not in California.
I actually think it's Ohio.
You think it probably works too? Yeah, it's probably similar.
I just remember people being very mad when him and D Wade sold their homes in Florida like 10 years after they left. People were very upset.
By the way, is that true? They pay taxes in the states that they play the games in?
Yeah, that's like the whole Portland Diamond Project job tax. Mm-hmm. Is when players come in, they're taxed at the local rate for those games.
That's brilliant.
That's why if you play your home games in California, you're going to get taxed on that no matter what. So you're getting that
Gavin Newsom tax no matter what.
Enough about the Blazers. Moving on.
Yeah.
No one cares.
How about Pete Rose? I have heard some extremely bad takes this week about Pete Rose. Most of which revolved around like this is worthless. Like, it was a lifetime ban. He died. I get it. Like, you're going to whatever. Who the fuck cares? Also,
he's dead. No one cares.
No, exactly. People are saying like, they should have done it while he was alive. And also like, you know, his family can like celebrate him. Like, did you actually know anything about Pete Rose as a human being? Because he was a piece of shit to his family. He was a piece of shit to like everybody he ever interacted with, which is why it made it so fucking easy for them to do a lifetime ban for him, because he's a prick and like nobody liked him and he was a dick to everybody. So again, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, miss me with it. Like, one, I genuinely don't care. Like, if they're going to open this up and they're going to vote him into the Hall of Fame, okay. Like, what the fuck ever. Like, the Baseball Hall of Fame is a joke already anyways. Like, fine. Whatever. But, like miss me with this, like, sanctimonious shit. Like Pete Rose was some good dude who was done harm by Major League Baseball. And Shoeless Joe was, like, some good dude who was done harm by Major League Baseball. No, fuck that. Like, Shoeless Joe literally bet on the game and threw a game in the World Series. You get fucking banned for that. Like
Shoeless Joe, that's debatable about Shoeless Joe.
Okay, I've seen Eight Men Out. Did. I've seen Eight Men Out. The rest of the guys definitely did. He maybe did. He was a part of it, but
possibly did. Yes,
I understand. But you get my point, right? Like, no, like miss me with it. Like these guys.
This is like the Ty Cobb wasn't actually a racist.
Of course he fucking was.
It happened 127 years ago. I'll take the word from Cornpipe Magoo, who once said in the Des Moines Register that they're great guys. Okay, whatever.
The percentage chance of him being a racist is higher than him not being a racist. Well, I will take the higher odds.
He actually slid Spikes up into the black players to show them the appreciation. No, he didn't.
Yeah. No, that was a show of respect. Also, going cleats.
I know
up.
There weren't black players, but you
there
know
no black players.
I know, but you know what I mean, like. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but like back in the early 1900s, the N-word was a term of endearment. Like, what are we? You know,
We all said it.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Terrible. Like my thing with Pete Rose, and again, I won't lose an ounce of sleep over it. And maybe it's hypocritical because I think MLB was complicit in the steroid guys. They fucking knew. It was great theater. It was great TV. They allowed it. Whatever.
And a lot of the argument about Bonds is like he's a jerk to everybody. Okay, well, shut up. Like, shut up.
But the thing with gambling, and I'm sure I've said this before, is the one thing sports like leagues can't have is people thinking the games are rigged.
That's it.
Like that does turn people off from the NBA. I'm not saying it's a big percentage. But we all hear it, even at the lottery, rigged, this game's rigged, game 7 of the Lakers, rigged, rigged. You can't have people thinking that's your sport. So, and my thing with Pete Rose is the people like I've seen on social media this week, blurbs from Dan Patrick and John Canzano, saying they should both be in. They should both be in because you want to know what? They believe Pete Rose. Pete Rose never gambled against his own team. Gambled for it. No, but my thing is, there's like statistics out there that when you get pulled over for a DUI for your first time, that statistically, like you've driven drunk like 10.75 times before you got caught.
Yes.
Right? And recidivism rates and all that. So he's clearly a gambling addict. He never chased the dragon?
Yeah, bullshit.
He was never down low enough that he had to make a risky bet on a throwaway game on a travel day. He never did that.
Never? You're saying never? He never did that.
This motherfucker was – I don't care what anyone says. This fucker was gambling and against his own team. When he was doing this, credit scores didn't exist. Yeah. If you ask someone when Pete Rose was gambling, what's your experience score? They'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And now that shit rules our life. What's your FICO? It didn't exist. Prehistoric. Even like 1981. Prehistoric. Yeah. Well, we've never seen proven records. You want to know why? Because there was no fucking computer. There was no internet.
Yeah.
No one had phones. They put that...
Let me say this.
Ski, you remember Brett, right? His dad was an illegal bookie in Honolulu, and his dad would put bets with salt and pepper on plates. So if some like the authorities came, he just had his sink full all the time, and he would just put that shit in the sink so the bets could never be found. But it said Brewers, like whatever. Bears minus 5.5 in salt grains, and it doesn't exist. He bet on his own against his team. You'll never convince me otherwise. It's dumb.
And
stop giving him that concession. It's dumb.
By the way, the argument that like yes, you never caught him doing that. Okay, well, you also never have record of Bonds doing steroids. You have somebody who wrote a book who got some receipts for some like cream and clear stuff. That's all you got. Like, so yes, clearly Bonds did steroids. Like, you fucking kidding me? Look at the guy. Of course, but you never caught him. So put him in the Hall of Fame, right? He's the best fucking hitter of all time. Put him in the Hall of Fame, right? If that's your argument about Pete Rose, put Bonds in the Hall of Fame. Fucking no brainer.
Are people arguing for Pete Rose and not the steroid guys?
Yes.
Right now,
they're
yes.
They're doing.
Yes.
Yes. All right. See, now that's insane.
And there are people who, I think Dan Patrick is a guy who thinks Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame and the steroid guys could get a bust in the Hall of Fame, but they're not Hall of Famers. No. They just get a mention.
I think DP's like an Ohio guy too, so he grew up.
Yes, he's
like,
from Cincinnati. He watched Pete Rose growing up, so I get it. I got it. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to lose any sleep if he gets in. Shoeless Joe. I mean, what? Come on.
What are you doing? Yeah.
No, but the thing is, the only key factor to it, like, is I'm kind of with you. I don't care if he's in or not. I wish the steroid guys would be in also. I think they got a raw deal. But the fact that he's dead, that he does not get to profit off him being in the Hall of Fame, because he is the one guy that would try to make as much money profiting off himself being in the Hall of Fame as possible. Yeah. So the fact
outside
that he's dead,
of casino.
But trust us,
he never bet against his team.
Never. So I am, whatever the outcome is, I am fine with.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. Like I said, like if they put him in, fine, whatever. Just the amount of leeway he's given on
it's weird. It's weird because he was such an asshole too. Like it's so weird. I don't understand.
It's old head people looking at him that he played the game the right way. You know, he didn't cheat.
Charlie Hustle.
While he was playing, he didn't cheat the game while he was playing. Yes, he did as a manager and stuff. Yeah, he cheated the game big time. But that's their argument to the steroid guys, is that they cheated the game while they were playing. And I don't make the difference between the two. If you cheated, and they don't let you in, that's your bad. If they let you in, all right, let them all in. Let them all in.
It's kind of got to be it, right? Like, it kind of does, right?
You'd have 15, maybe 20 people in the Hall of Fame the next year if they depends who how many old heads are still voting for the Hall of Fame votes. Yeah.
That's what I brought up at first, is like it like you, King, I won't lose any sleep over this, because the baseball Hall of Fame is a fucking joke. Like the people who vote for it,
it's a
joke. Like this, some of the guys who are in there, it's a joke. Like, and the way people vote and the way they adamantly vote against guys just because it's their first time on the ballot it's a joke. Like their rationale is dumb. I would say maybe half of the guys who vote actually take it seriously. It stinks. So
we got to be getting to the point where those guys are dying off.
One would think,
you know, guys that were in
there. Bob Ryan never dies.
I know that's problem.
There's always someone in New England to replace Bob Ryan.
But guys that were in there, like, you know, mid-20s in the 90s, you know, early 90s, that grew, you know, during the steroid era. I think once that generation of these voters starts jumping in, I think you're going to see it change like that. Yeah. There aren't going to be guys leaving someone off their first ballot because no one deserves to get in the first time, kind of shit like that.
Baseball Hall of Fame is very cool, by the way. Like, if you've never been, like, it's really cool.
The battle between that and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are both
NFL. NFL one was kind of neat. Like, the bust area was cool, but there isn't much else to it. But the Baseball Hall of Fame has, like, a lot of cool shit in it. So, I don't know. The way they vote people in is a joke, but the Hall of Fame itself is pretty well put together. It's a nice museum. I like museums.
Can we get a Hall of Fame in, like, a city people actually want to go to?
I know.
College football Hall of Fame is in Atlanta.
Is it? Ooh. Well, there you go. Finally, someone did something right.
Road trip.
No one wants to go to Cooperstown.
And it was recently moved to Atlanta. It was in South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, of course. Of course it was. Of course it was.
And they did that. They're like,
Catholics got a hold of that quick, and they were surprised they let go.
It was built on lies.
Let's move that to a city that people
want to go to. I have been to South Bend, Indiana. I drove through it. Like, it's everything you think it is. It's got like 300 people in it. Touchdown Jesus, and there you go. You're out of South Bend,
Grotto.
Indiana.
That's about
the Grotto.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Do we have anything else to talk about with like NBA playoffs that you want to hit on, or
there?
Bing bong, yeah.
No, no. No, I've railed on this for the last 3 years now.
Yeah.
The Knicks, for being this storied franchise at the Mecca, right? When they win and everyone in the media gets real loud about the Knicks, we're the Knicks. You know, we got Tracy Jordan over here. All this bullshit. And they show pictures, and it's Amari Stoudemire, Stephon Marbury, Landry Shamet. Like, these Landry are your legends. These are your legends. Jeremy Lin is a Knick legend. These are your legends. Stop force-feeding me that these guys are legends. Amari Stoudemire's era, wildly underperforming. Stephon Marbury, not liked as a Knick. They were bad. Landry Shamet actually won a playoff series with Carmelo, I believe. But stop showing me that they're legends. It's so weird. It's
would you rather have that guy or them like propping up like John Starks and Allen Houston as?
Well, they're there too. Like,
I know
John Starks is there. All...
Would you rather have Amari Stoudemire, who could be a Hall of Fame?
No, Stoudemire. No. Stoudemire's, and this hurts me as a Carmelo Anthony guy. Their crowning achievement was literally beating the Heat one game in a first round series, maybe two, and then after a loss, Amari Stoudemire punched the fire extinguisher case, broke his hand, bled everywhere, couldn't play. They were either eliminated that night or the day after. Like
his legacy with the Knicks to me is his wife fighting people in the stands is Lala. Well, that's his legacy with the Knicks to me.
And like I heard a stat today, and I'm gonna get it wrong, but it was basically like in the last 25 years, the New York Knicks have won 28 playoff games. The Boston Celtics have won 29 series. The Knicks fucking suck, man. They're worse than the Blazers in the last 25 years. And the Blazers fucking suck, man.
Saying a lot, yeah.
Like, it's saying a lot. They're not good. It's just, and I think some of their crowd shots are fun. I think all that shit. It doesn't matter what team you are. Your fans can have the most fun ever. Mike Greenberg, stop telling me that just these random guys are these Knick legends because you saw a picture on Instagram. Andre Prigioni or whatever. Not a Knick legend. I'm glad he went there.
Are you thinking of Andre Bargnani?
No, there's a Prigioni.
He was a Knick, though, also.
No, I know Andrea Bargnani, but there's a someone Prigioni who I think played for the Rockets as well.
No, that's a pizza. That's a pizza topping, bro. Like, that's not a human.
No, there's a Prigioni.
It's kind of bread.
I know ball.
It's a kind of bread. They put cheese on it. Like, that's no. You're wrong.
Yeah. No, my thing with the NBA playoffs is just. The rating is going to be so bad in the finals unless the Knicks make it. Because it's whether it's Denver or OKC,
it's bleak.
Whatever, or Minnesota, all those three, no one is watching. And can you imagine if we get Indiana and Oklahoma City? Oof.
I think Pacers.
I don't give a shit because you know whatever. But
no, it'll be gross.
It'll be funny.
Shout out to Duck Duck Chef. Two Lego sets down while we've been doing the podcast.
We've been potting too long.
Legendary. That's what's that about? 150 in Legos that you built?
Might be about a tree fitty.
About tree fitty? About it's about tree fitty. Oh, I gotta tree see fitty. If I got of, that tree fitty. Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of legendary and
Sabrina,
we'll say it's local.
Sabrina,
nah, I want to say so. Sabrina.
Yeah,
I did. I was hesitant to bring this up because whatever. But in the last couple weeks, you know, I had a little break between like 10 and 10:30 at work, 10:45. I've been going down to the gym and just pumping weights,
just throwing weight around.
Yeah,
just throwing steel. I mean, it's no big deal.
Banging plates. Yeah, you know, let's go.
I mean, it's whatever. I don't like to brag, but. I've decided I'm not going to get shredded. That's not my goal. I want to look like RFK Jr. in the summer. Where I just walk around like this with my shirt off and just wear jeans and rivers and lakes. And I just walk like this. That's going to be my goal. It's just straight bench press, pull downs, this shit.
Only upper body. Yeah.
I'm going to be huge from here up. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just walk around in my jeans and just be like, I'm noodling.
Did you pilfer some steroids out of a closet somewhere?
Not yet.
All natural.
They got to have something good in that building, man. Like, you got to go hunting.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the gains. I'm already seeing some gains. It's no big deal.
Nice.
But, you know.
What if you combo Ozempic with steroids? We just get fucking just, because you'll slim down, but then you'll bulk up at the top of your biceps.
Yeah,
and no, stuff.
That's how you get the, like, the potato stomach, right? Where, like, you don't have any fat, but your gut, like, goes out really far. And so that's how you get that.
The old 80s wrestler.
80s wrestler. That's exactly. No, like The Rock looks in this fucking movie that he's about to be in. Like, that's how you look. Yeah.
The Joe Rogan look.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, like 43 years old, I'll take that. Like, I'd be fine with that.
Don't get yourself some steroids, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did forget what free weights do.
You got some?
Where they just like hit your body and you just like, you're like, oh,
they bounce,
I got
off
bruises
you
now.
They bounce off of cool you. Yeah. 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 Bench press,
I look
right?
Like an abused person. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You're supposed to be under control, but like, that's not fun. So
drop it on your fucking chest and have it bounce off to give you a little help back up.
That's exactly right.
But also, I've only been doing it for a couple weeks.
Good for you. By the way, for you.
No. I'm super uncomfortable when I'm in there. And I'm like, I don't want to see anyone to see me doing this shit and think I'm like fucking gay. Like, I put the shit like a fucking man. And so like, I get there, I just make noise, but I'm like, I hope no one sees me. And I just go as fast as I can.
Yeah. I hesitate to say this, but that sort of sounds more gay than if you were to just lift weights like a human.
I'm going velocity over. Yeah. Okay. I'm going quick twitch.
Oh, got you.
You're doing reps.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm doing reps. Yeah.
If you do the slow rep, get down here, but the push up, you got to be like, you really got to sell it when you do the slow. Anyway.
But I've also forgotten. So like, there's a leg press.
This
machine,
is such a
right?
good workout. No,
do
don't
you
do
let
that.
Are you supposed to let the bars clang, or are you supposed to like push up before they clang?
On leg
I don't
press?
Remember. Yeah.
Oh.
I think you're not supposed to let it cling. Is that
control
helps it back up?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The control thing is the control is the whole point. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're probably supposed to let it down real slow. And then you jerk it back up real fast.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Hey, yo.
Hey. 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 anybody go see Sabrina? With the...
I wanted to, but my kid had practice, so I didn't go. Okay. Ski's girlfriend went.
She went.
Yeah. How'd she like it?
Yeah, it was an WNBA game.
Do we need to ask her? Answer the question, man.
I will say,
are you two not talking right now? Like, is there anything you want to talk about?
I don't listen to the WNBA talk about that, but she did say that the, like, timeout, in between timeout festivities, they at least let the Liberty, like, take control and do all that.
Oh, cool.
So it was at least, like, a pro-level entertainment in between timeouts, unlike the terrible, terrible duck entertainments on timeouts.
That's dope. So, yeah. I mean, they did call the duck puddles in every single social media post they did, so that was unfortunate, but
brutal.
As like people who have like fought that fight for like a decade plus now, it's like, oh my god, come on, just ask somebody. Like, come on.
the thing about that one is I've just given up on it.
Yeah,
because we live in a world now. Like, if you just follow politicians' tweets, we watched for 10 minutes George Floyd die of an overdose and not, you know, like a knee on his neck, or we watched whatever and we didn't actually see what we thought we saw. So I've given up on it because you can't convince some people.
Yeah. And Ashley Babbitt people, was not breaking in. She was trying
yes,
to.
She was a peaceful. Out. And that's who you're dealing with. The Puddles people yeah. are like January 6th deniers, 2,000 mules or whatever in 2020. You know, it's the whole. You just. I've given up. They've yeah. beaten me down. They win. I can't do like, it anymore.
Like the source of this information, the school is telling you that it's not Puddles, but you're just going to keep denying it. Like, all right, there's nothing I can do with that. Like, well, you do.
It's a perfect, it's just, yeah, like just this week. What's her name? Christy Noem or whatever. What is she? Mm-hmm. Secretary of, what is she? I don't even know. Secretary of something.
Is press secretary?
No. Okay. No, she's something more evil than that.
Okay.
But they're asking her, was this tattoo a Photoshop? And everyone knows it's a Photoshop, and she just spent 10 minutes not like, avoiding it.
Not answering.
So you can't win. It's a winnable position. You just don't acknowledge it, and that side is won now. So Puddles people, you've won.
It's a cool.
You've won. Yeah.
It's a cool job just talking and like not actually saying anything. Like if you get paid like $1 million for that, like
great.
Sure, I'll do that.
Great.
Yeah. And these Puddles people talk to the university and ask them to stop making millions of dollars off the duck. Can we do that?
Yeah. I think we got Puddles people in our Discord, so
oh no. Mods.
We got AK-47 with his hear me out. Is he going to hear me out on that one? Like,
hear me out.
yeah, so Duck Duck Chef brings it up in the chat. Oregon softball getting shafted in their seeding. Yes, they are ranked too high to be where they have been seeded. Also, they did lose pretty badly in the conference tournament, so it is what it is, I guess. But still, yes, there's no denying that they got shafted in the seeding. So,
and it's totally fucked because if they had just given them the 15 seed, everyone would still be like, "Oh, they got totally screwed." But they gave them the 16, so if they win, they got to go to the one who I believe is Texas A&M. I believe, like,
Gig'em.
They got
screwed. Yeah.
It's brutal. So, and like the men too. Like I'm having fun. I hope they sweep Iowa. Because if they sweep Iowa, because UCLA lost to Northwestern today, they'll win the Big Ten. It'll just be a fun little shit talking thing.
They kicked the shit out of Iowa today, by the way. Like that was ugly.
But it probably doesn't matter if they do.
Yeah.
The committee is still gonna be like, we know you're number four.
You're a top five team, but
but listen, SEC, SEC, you're 14. Like
I guess,
as you've brought up before, the number one ping head Discord in the country, right?
That's us. Sports Brewery and Discord.
And you've also brought up that, you know, baseball and softball have about, 40 different ranking entities and polls.
Yeah. Too many polls.
Especially baseball,
Do they not just poll a football and just have one that does it, that sets it? Like for the playoffs, or because
they have a committee, right?
But what are they pulling rankings? Are they making their own rankings and then?
Yeah, it's all independent.
It's all independent.
Which just means vibes.
Yeah,
I guess I've just learned in the last few years,
right? I mean, if
it just means vibes. That's all it means. Oh, we're independent. Oh, okay. So you're not actually going on data points.
Yeah, you know,
I'm just
really not feeling Oregon right now. You know, bro? Yeah. Like, I'm just not, you know, like, yeah, they're probably one of the best teams. Probably, you know, but like, just not feeling it. 16 seed. Yeah, you know.
What's better, Shout or Woo Pig Suey? Kind of like Woo Pigs.
Kind of like Pigs, you know? I've heard pigs are like they're actually like really smart and they're like loyal, like lovers. And you know what? I'm just all about that love. And you know, so Pig Suey.
Yeah. Woo Pig.
Woo Pig. I don't really have much else to say on that other than, I mean, it's obvious softball got shafted. We'll see what happens with baseball. I think baseball is going to get a lower seed than they should. But we'll see, because the Big Ten also isn't that good relative to the rest of the country. So who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
And baseball rankings, as we've seen and talked about, like, kind of don't mean anything.
Kind of. So,
yeah, exactly. Okay, anything else before we get to our list?
Just one thing.
Just one more
thing. Have you guys seen, just one more thing. Have you guys seen the new proposal for the 16-team CFP thing?
No.
There's a new one?
So, yeah. So, whatever. This is the thing I don't get. Is what the it sounds like the Big Ten and the SEC, they want four auto bids. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Four auto bids. You'll probably both get five total, you know, most years. Okay.
Yeah.
But what they want to do, and my brain just does, I'm not getting this concept, is that on Championship Saturday, because they have to have the conference championship games because they make a lot of money, even though, as we saw last year, sometimes it's better off to lose them than to win them.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do the conference championship game, 1 versus 2, right? All of them. Big Ten, SEC, whatever. And then they want 3 to play 4 or 3 to play 6 and 4 to play 5 on the same day. That... What?
Okay. That's
okay. Something. Okay. I'm not getting it either. So like they like so play in...
like
what,
like a 6 seed could sneak their way in to like one of the auto bids? Is that what their thought process is?
Yes, that's what their thought process is.
Huh. Yeah, I don't like it.
But also, doesn't that diminish the conference title games? Like, granted, if it's Alabama and Georgia and the SEC, more people are always going to watch that than if it's 3-6 and it's LSU and Ole Miss. Even though there are more stakes attached to that game than the 1 versus 2. The 1 versus 2 won't mean shit.
Especially with 16 teams, there's no bye. There's 16 teams.
Right. There's
16
no bye.
Yeah. There's no bye. And I would assume it's set up to at least host the first round, maybe 2 rounds.
There's multiple proposals on that front.
Let's go off of, let's say, of last year. Let's put it into perspective of Oregon, Ohio State play each other in the national championship game, correct? They're both, I don't know, let's say they're 2 and 3 in the country. They're both going to be the auto bids in, probably getting the buys no matter who wins or loses. So now all of a sudden, that game is worthless.
Yeah.
And what we're going to glom on to, and then they're trying to make us care about like a Penn State, I don't know, USC 3-6 matchup? Is that?
Yes, that's 100%.
That's all they want to do is that?
And I'll agree, there's way more stakes attached to that. If you can get a 6 and a 5 to sneak in, like, okay.
You shouldn't even have the championship. Just play those games. Those
exactly!
Are the only ones
that's
don't
the point.
Have the conference championship
games. They got to get rid of those,
force in those extra games, just have 1 and 2 be auto bids. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Those games won't mean shit. Like, if this happens and Oregon plays in their 1 or 2 and play against Ohio State or Michigan, of course I'll watch. Of course I'll want them to win. But you want to know what? Maryland is more important. Like, if Maryland wins, they're going to get boat raced. But
let's say you're Dan Lanning in this scenario where there's really no benefit to winning and or losing. Sit your guys in, right? Are we going to watch? Would we be watching a game with Novosad starting or Akili Smith Jr. starting next year, kind of thing?
That's kind of where my brain
why
goes.
Would you risk, why would you risk your guys getting hurt?
We have this obsession as college football fans, I think, since the BCS era of like wanting them to prove it on the field. Like that's why they created the playoff is because like, all right, we're going to get the best team and they're going to have to prove it. They're going to have to beat everybody and get there. And I think we have outgrown that notion with conferences. Like I truly don't think we need these conference championship games anymore. Like if you were able to survive, because there's so many teams in the conferences now, like if you were able to survive and get through your conference slate and be undefeated or have one loss, have the best record, you're the conference champion. And I think we have to be okay with that because as you said, Ski, like this diminishes the college football playoff. And the whole point of creating it is because whatever was in place before was diminishing everything else. And so
the college football playoff, the playoff is what diminishes the championship game. When you go to this 16 team, there's no point to it. If it was the 14 playoff, then yes, that game matters.
There's no reason to play.
But with 16 teams, there's no reason to play.
You said that last year. We scoffed at you for it with Oregon and Penn State.
I know. You guys are like, oh, and, you want to win that game.
Because
these dickheads were like, oh, Penn State, you're a 3 seed. Like, no, they weren't. No, they weren't.
Like, and I'll say, like, as long as they are playing conference championship games, I would like Oregon to win those because I like rings. I like trophies. I want those, as many of those as I can get. But that said, like, common sense, as you expand the playoff, tells you, you probably shouldn't be doing this anymore because you're adding so many games already anyways. So,
well, for us, it hasn't been that long to when we didn't have a conference championship game.
Yeah.
What was that, 2010?
It was Oregon and UCLA, right?
That 2010-ish, whatever that was.
2011.
Neuheisel,
it's only been the last 14 years where we even cared about a championship game because we didn't have a championship. Because
it didn't matter. Because
it didn't matter.
When did the Big Ten start theirs?
When they did the Legends and whatever? Is that when?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I feel like it couldn't have been that far ahead of.
It had to be around the same time then, right? Because why?
You would think so. Yeah.
The Pac-12, I guess it would have been the Pac-10 at the time, had to like see these other teams play this game and get the bump.
Which is like, how many times do you want to see Michigan play Ohio State? You just want to see them play back-to-back.
Starting in 2011 as well.
Crazy.
Really? Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So the SEC started playing theirs in like the 90s.
Yeah.
And no one else gave a fuck. Like,
no one gave a fuck.
Well, remember why. Remember why, though. That's because they had more teams, right? Like they would not play a bunch of teams in their conference every year. So I think that's
they were the only one that split the conference, right?
Pac-10 expanded to the Pac-12, and now you're suddenly not playing USC every year, and it's like, okay, well, maybe Oregon should play USC for the championship at the end, you know? So
Did Big Ten expand around then too?
Yes,
they've always had.
Didn't they add Nebraska and whatnot back then? Maybe I'm making that up.
Maryland. Yeah. I think Nebraska was first, and then it was Maryland and Rutgers.
Yeah, yeah.
It was around that same time frame then, right?
So
the SEC did it, like you said, for a purpose. They had split conference, and they wanted to find a real winner,
that's why everybody else added it too. But now we're at a point where you have expanded the playoff so much that there are so many postseason games now already that you don't fucking need them anymore.
Well, the problem is, King brought it up the very first comedy made. Too much money.
Too much money
involved to get rid of the game.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. Everything we just said is out because of that.
It will take a coach to stick it to the conference and say, guess what? Here's a whole game of our backups in the championship game.
Yeah.
Have fun with ratings.
Or it'll take Trump appointing Saban as the king of college football, and then he decrees it. So, yeah. So that's, we have something to look forward to. It's college football.
Yeah.
Is this what they're putting forward for when it expands, or is this just thrown in the air?
There's a couple of different.
Yeah,
it's gonna go to 16. That's gonna happen.
No, I'm talking about the conference thing. Is that kind of going alongside the?
It sounds like that's what the Big Ten and the SEC want. So, yeah,
that's what'll happen. Yeah, if the Big Ten and the SEC want something, that's what's gonna happen.
Yes. Yeah. Science. Yeah. Can't argue with it. All right. We ready for a list? Got anything else?
No. All right. One more thing.
Let's do our list. We got some good suggestions in our Discord, Sports Berean Discord, if you would like to give us list suggestions or movie suggestions in there. Again, our movie on Sunday is Havoc, and it's on Netflix. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it. It actually came from me, our list this week. Ooh. It's old school. It's one of us coming up with a list idea. Around 6 months ago or so, we were like, you know what? I'm tired of having to think about this. So we got this Discord thing. Let's just make our listeners do it. But today, somebody shared, I think it was somebody, it's FKD in our Discord, shared a story about NFL owners deciding on allowing flag football in the Olympics, and, or I should say, allowing their players to play in flag football in the Olympics. And so our list today is top three players to play flag football in the Olympics.
Before I pick guys.
Yes.
What is, I do not know the rules for Olympic flag football. Can the quarterback run, or do they have to be a stationary passer?
I think so. In my experience with playing flag football, the quarterback can run once they are rushed. I can think of two quarterbacks, right? Like, yeah. Yes.
Well, I had two, one if they couldn't run, one if they can be mobile. So
let's make the ruling that they can run as long as they're blitzed. There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and start.
I'll start. My number three, I'm going Lamar Jackson then if he could run.
No one's blitzing him then.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you just you sit back and just make him throw. Yeah, totally. But also he's pretty good at throwing.
It's called January. Yeah. Drop back and let him throw. And
There's going to be instances where like you're going to need to get after him and you're going to need to put some pressure on him, and they're going to pay for it.
You need to get after.
They're going to pay for it.
Thing in flag football.
You're just going to let him sit back there and throw all day, man. Come on, man. Play some
defense.
He's
not the greatest passer, but if he does not have pressure and can just stand for any amount of time, he will complete a pass every time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. My number three, I don't know who here in our chat or either you guys, if you spent any time at Lane Community College, I did. And when I was there, I took a flag football class. I did it twice, actually. One of the years, there was these two kids from Grant High School up in Portland. One of them, all I know is his last name was Jefferson, and that guy was unstoppable. He played what? He was very tall. He was a wide receiver. And basically, you just throw to him, and he catches it every single time. And there's nothing you can do about it. So, Jefferson. Whoever the fuck this guy is.
You're going with 40-year-old guy. You don't know his name.
Yep. Yep. Over Megatron. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's my guy.
My number three, boring, but Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on my list as well.
As is mine.
Yeah. Let's see. Number three's from the chat. Got a lot of people in the chat. Only two number three so far. Come on. Drop them in there, guys. Booble says Joe Flacco because he's elite. I like that. Yeah, I mean, if he's just going to sit back there, he's going to carve you up. Veteran presence. WCP says Jaden Daniels. Out of all the quarterbacks you could have chosen, Jaden Daniels. Interesting. Duck Chef says Devin Allen.
Gotta be able to catch a football, though, is the problem.
I mean,
yeah, he's going up against Belgium. I think he'll be fine.
I guess. It really doesn't matter who you trot out there. It's going to be a wash. Yeah.
Maybe it depends on the field you're playing on. If the grass is high, Devin Allen might actually be better because he's like got the high knees. Swoosh says Shadur Sanders. I mean, flag football, maybe you're throwing a lot of jump balls. Like, he is pretty elite at throwing jump balls. So
he doesn't have to throw the ball away. Or he doesn't have to take the sack.
That's true. That's a good point. I would blitz Shadur Sanders every single play.
Yes.
Every single 100%. Play. Yeah, my number two is Lamar Jackson. Sorry, I skipped. Did I skip you? I think I just skipped you. Yeah, for reasons already said. Sorry, Ski. Go for it.
See, if you couldn't blitz the quarterback and maybe you could just like jump up in his face some or whatever, I was going to go Herbert. Yeah. If he could just stand there and not have to move, Herbert's just going to fucking throw laser beams.
You know, that's something we haven't really touched on, because flag football, you might have to play both ways, right?
I don't think they do.
Okay. No. All right. We're not doing like the Lane Community College rules. We're actually bringing in defenders.
Flag football out there with professional athletes.
Hey, I'm just a journalist asking questions, man. You know, how do we do this?
My number two, it would be Tyreek Hill. He's the fastest guy. he's not wearing pads. I was going to say he's the fastest guy with pads on, but there's no pads, so.
I think he's still probably pretty fast.
He's still probably the fastest.
Yeah. What you got, King?
My number two, because I hate quarterbacks that run in flag football. It's lame and boring, and I want to see someone scramble and throw some bullshit thing from the left side of the field to the right and the right side to the left. Yep, Mahomes.
God, he'd be so good.
I just running in flag football. Nah. Yeah. As someone who has a kid who has played flag football, the worst is like the three times the team decides to rush a quarterback because the slowest quarterback still goes, okay, like I see you coming. Yeah. You have to rush me from 9 yards away. Like they have to stand there. 1,000, 2,000. Personal thing. I hate it. It's dumb. They all just run for 40 yards. It's stupid.
Exactly. That's why we got Lamar Jackson.
I'm just saying, I don't aesthetically, I find it stupid.
Yeah, by the way, Patrick Mahomes is like the biggest no-brainer ever for flag football. Like, come on.
But if he can run, he's perfect. Yeah, he's not, but
yeah, that's the thing.
I'm doing personal preference.
Yeah.
No one's pulling Lamar Jackson's flag.
Yeah. Right. And like the funny thing is like in flag football, like Josh Allen, way better runner than Mahomes.
But he runs through people, not
but he runs through people, so he's not valuable in flag.
Nope.
I mean, okay. Josh Allen would be very good in flag, not in the running.
As valuable.
Not like Lamar.
So Duck Duck Chef's number two is Ndamukong Suh. Watching him suplex a French player will make it worth it.
Yeah.
Why the French player? Yeah. I mean,
what's the implication there?
Yeah, what are we saying here? Like, Duck Duck Chef hates French food? Is that what we're learning? Wow. All right, man. You know, takes all kinds, including people who hate French people, apparently. Booble's number two is Cole Komet.
Would the French just field like Wembanyama as like wide receiver?
No, they're not risking him.
That'd be awesome.
What about these other guys that just got drafted last year, like in the lottery? They're all like 6'11".
About Roni Turioff, do they dust off?
I feel like we're
Roni
doing the
Turioff?
Whole thing where we're like, if we send LeBron and Russell Westbrook to the Olympics, we'd win soccer.
Oh,
we'd win
because height actually matters.
Well, it's also flag, so it's not real football.
But. No, it's not. That's why I brought up Wemby. He could jog his ass down to the end zone and throw a jump ball to him every play. Right?
You got to be quick twitch in football.
Even though if anyone's bored. Was it last year, last summer, summer before? We sent our U.S. like 19-year-olds to play like international, and just we got whooped.
Yeah.
Wasn't it
Japan who won?
Like, yeah, because they were our age limit was 18. Theirs was 25.
Yeah.
So
still a terrible lot. You know, black eye on the country.
Real black eye.
You can't lose that.
Let's see.
Lady Liberty wept that day.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the French for that gift.
Yep, the French. Yeah, by the way, it's a setup. WCP's is Tyreek, his number two. Swoosh McDuck's is DK Metcalf. I could see that just bodying people, even though you're not supposed to be physical with guys. That would happen. You just box out people. I could see that. All right, Ski, what's your one?
My number one was going to be DK, but I am going to change it, I think. You know what? I think I'm going to dust off, because he would just kill someone. I was going to dust off Ed Reed and send him out there.
Well, yeah. I get it.
But I'll stick with DK then. I was wanting Ed Reed to murder a Frenchman as well, so.
Yeah, I think I'll switch mine up too. My number one was going to be Tyreek for obvious reasons. I think I'm going defense, and I think I'm going to pick Deion. Prime Deion Sanders, like, he will lock up whoever the fuck you're putting against him.
You get current Deion Sanders is the problem.
Yeah, three-toed.
Taking three-toed Sanders out there?
Three-toed sloth. Yeah, maybe not.
Just take three toes down when he's standing on business. Man.
Shiloh Sanders just got paid like he was fucking Deion.
What'd you say, King?
Three toes down when he's standing on business. It's a song.
Love it.
It's usually 10 toes.
Yeah, so, I know.
It's an onion, I know.
I like it. No, it's a blooming onion. Yep. All right, what's your one, King?
My number one, and this isn't the best pick for like functionality. It's the best pick because I'm picturing them playing flag football wearing short, tight clothing. Mm. And I just want to see someone. Mm-hmm. I just want to see someone.
Yeah.
See Saquon Barkley catch a pass and his quads are just bursting out of his shorts.
Tell
and they're
me
just
more.
Like business decision. Say nope, it, I'm good.
Say it slower. Say it slower this time. Sorry. Wait. What? Where am I? Yeah.
I think it looks scary out there. His quads would look very scary in a flag football outfit.
Then wouldn't you want to toss out like Derrick Henry?
Nah.
That dude looks scary.
I honestly think Saquon looks scarier.
Yeah.
I mean, should we run Justin Flo out there?
Well, no, he's terrible.
If we're talking about the eyeball test, though.
We're just going to eyeball test.
Saquon has generational quads. That is literally his nickname.
He does. Yeah. Also, he's good at football, which helps. Okay, that's it for us. One's in the chat. WCP's is Justin Jefferson. I could see that.
Pick your fast wide receiver. Pick your tall wide receiver. That's the name of the game.
Duck Duck Chef with a different strategy. Any white wide receiver who ever played for the Patriots.
Edelman today would thrive.
Thrive in flag football.
Thrive.
Yes.
Yeah.
He would find zones.
Maybe the Jimmer Fredette of the 3-on-3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd find zones, catch everything thrown in his direction, gain yards, get first downs, and then, easy.
Honestly, Tez Johnson would also be, super annoying to have to guard flag football.
Yeah, the quick twitch.
Catch it, whoop, whoop, do his little flop thing if he got close. He still would never pull his flag off, just fall down.
God, no doubt.
See, I guess that kind of takes away from you could never pick someone like a Keyshawn Johnson.
No. Mm-mm.
What's the point?
You just go down or go out of bounds. See, defeat the whole purpose. Yeah.
Kind of slow, too.
There's no possession receivers in flag football.
That's what we're saying, though.
The white guy. You just find the seam.
Yeah, you find the zone, catch the ball, and you get the yards, and that's it. Nobody can cover you because you're crafty.
But it's 5-on-5. Once you catch it, there's no one there to stop you after that also.
You're the first one there and the last one out, you know? You're like a real coach's kid, gym rat type, you know? Like, nobody's stopping you. Let's see. Swoosh is number one. Is Xavier Worthy. He's fast.
Put up some good Super Bowl stats when it didn't matter anymore.
And Booble's number one is...
Wait. The flag football dimensions the same as a regular football field.
No.
Xavier Worthy will never be in bounds. Can't even fight, can't barely stay in bounds.
I'm telling you, I think he had 2 50-yard touchdowns in the Super Bowl. Half of the game was well over. Yeah. So he was in bounds.
He's barely, maybe. Elite. How many times this year did you see him not be in bounds?
It was just the 2 times in the Super Bowl. It's the only time all year he was in bounds. Yes. The game was already over.
See, Booble's number one is Kyle Juszczyk, sort of on Duck Duck Chef's note. Like, crafty whites. Yeah. Get him in there. I too am a crafty white. I identify as a crafty white. Booble's honorable mention, 3 kickers, because you ain't beating the U.S. America. I don't get it.
If the NFL let any player from the NFL join, are they losing by putting the 5 worst NFL players on the field against these other countries?
As long as they have a quarterback, no.
Yeah, the worst quarterback in the NFL and the worst receivers, you know, the worst defensive.
It could be anybody. Yeah.
Because it'd be the same thing with 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's see. Honorable mention for WCP, Jahmyr Gibbs, Patrick Surtain, Lamar Jackson, Jamar Chase, Saquon, and if we're going old school, Randy Moss is the correct answer to all of them.
Should we, as a country, handicap ourselves for this and only allow the white players to play? Would that even the field a little more?
No.
Hey, there's an elite white corner in the NFL now. So I think, I don't know how much of a handicap that is, Ski.
I mean, think about it. We could get 47-year-old Tom Brady out there playing flag football. Yeah. I think he'll be okay with a ragtag group of whites.
What's his number one receiver? Ricky Pearsall and
I think that'd be fine.
For the Chargers.
Lad McConkey would arrive.
Hunter Renfro.
Brock Bowers.
Oh, I forgot the tight ends. The tight ends.
Pick a tight end.
Hunter Renfro just sitting out a year because he had IBS. Whoa.
Yeah, must be nice,
move,
right?
That's a white guy move right there.
I read that and I was like, That's a decision.
Yeah, you can't power through that. I guess not.
I does not love ball.
The milk hurts your tummy.
Not a ball lover.
Ronnie Lott would shit his pants every play of the game if it was he could be on the field to make a tackle.
Yeah.
This guy eats a thing of Frigo mozzarella sticks. I'm out for the year. I'm just going to take a year off of my body recover.
That guy had a bad pair. He's out for a week.
Don't eat dairy, my guy.
Holy shit. Yeah. Yeah.
We know
balls of matzah. Yes.
That should be our sport, what the U.S. should have to do. Every player that's lactose intolerant, they have to slug a gallon of whole milk before the game. That's how they have to play.
Be a lot more fun to watch.
It'd be way more fun.
A hell of a lot cooler if they did.
Other teams might have a chance. Mm-hmm. Other teams might have a chance.
Let's see. WCP also says Megatron. Swoosh says Bo Nix's adopted brother. Swoosh says Peyton Manning yelling Omaha in the Olympics would be great. Duck Duck Chef says the Bosa Bros, hashtag MAGA.
And, they would kill it.
Yeah, they would.
They would kill it.
And Booble says Brock Osweiler, Gronk, and Wayne Corbett. Unstoppable.
Wayne Corbett.
I think Corbett's a little, he might be a little aged.
A little aged.
Oh, those are some elite whites, though. Nice work.
I'm not sure if anyone ever said Wayne Corbett was elite.
Or Brock Osweiler.
For a white. For a white, possibly.
Do you know that Brock Osweiler is 6'7"?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else before we go? That's it. Movie podcast on Sunday again is Havoc. It is on Netflix. It is the Tom Hardy vehicle. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it. Thanks for hanging with us, guys. Thanks for watching and listening. Goodbye.